are the People of Praise? Judge Amy Coney Barrett is a Catholic and is also said to be a member of this group of charismatic Christians. She served on the board of several of their schools and once lived in the home of one of the founders. Now, we know members of People of Praise engage in physical forms of worship, including speaking in tongues, faith healing. But what else? Some former members say women are treated as subservient to men. Francis Rocca is Vatican correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. Frank, start with a basic definition. What is People of Praise?
Well, the group is a so-called covenant community within the Catholic charismatic movement, which started in the late 60s, early 70s, and is now really huge, especially in Latin America and in Africa, started in the United States. But these covenant communities in the early years were these very tightly knit groups, like the People of Praise, which is about 1,700 adults, 1,750 adults. In many cases over the years, they've at times lived together, shared a roof, single people would live with families and so forth. And they meet at least once a week. They contribute 5% of their income usually to the group. And so it's a very intense form of charismatic Catholicism.
Well, there's the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. That's a movement that embraced some of the principles of Pentecostalism, as you write. And that began in the late 1960s, the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. People of Praise was born from that in 1971 in South Bend, Indiana, where the University of Notre Dame is located. Then you write also about, as you said, this pledge to a covenant. And here's where some former members have come forth and found difficulty in this. They say husbands and People of Praise are considered the heads of the household. They're called the heads. And you write that for a while, female leaders assigned to look after women were, until a few years ago, called handmaids, after the Bible's description of the Virgin Mary. But they changed that because, of course, the dystopian book, The Handmaid's Tale. What were the criticisms of what they say is this part of People of Praise?
Well, some of the former members, one early member in particular, even wrote a book criticizing and saying that women were secondary to men, they had to defer to men. If you talk to the members now, they will say that that's not true. They will say that it is true that they believe in the biblical idea that the husband is the head of the household. But what that means in practice is that final decisions about what the family will do fall to him, but that almost always these things are worked out in dialogue, but that in practice it's not a dominating thing. But that's separate from the handmaid thing. That was now called women leaders. Those are advisors to other women, to fellow women. And then the headship, this idea, everybody has a head. Husbands are the heads of their wives, but the husband himself has a head who will be another member. And this is a form of mentorship, they say. This isn't somebody who tells you what to do, but he gives you advice, or she gives you advice in the case of an unmarried woman. They're mentors or coaches, maybe.
Well, Democrats did question Amy Coney Barrett about her Catholic faith in 2017. In another hearing, Dianne Feinstein said that she felt that her faith was dogma in her, and there was a lot of pushback on Democrats after that. They've said that, you know, this time around they're maybe going to go a little easier on her because most people feel that faith is a personal thing. But then, you know, the caveat to that is except when it may be enacted in some sort of policy or in making law or making decisions for other people, which is what the Supreme Court does, makes these decisions. Yes, she might be asked about things that are part of her Catholic faith, her views on abortion, but is there anything peculiar to People of Praise that might lead to a question about her abilities?
Right. Well, all right. Based on my conversations with them, if she were asked, you know, would your husband tell you how to rule on a on a case? That's the looming question, because he's your head. I think the answer that she would give, based on my other conversations, is that's not the kind of advice a head gives. In other words, your head wouldn't tell an engineer how to do his job or her job, right? Or a school teacher or anybody else. These are people with whom you talk about life decisions, and they try to help you to discern what God wants for you. It wouldn't be the kind of person who would be telling the person he or she is advising how to do her job.
Right. Frank Rocca, Vatican correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. We'll link you to his reporting at hearnow.org. Francis, Frank, thanks so much.
Thank you.